It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey, it's Adam. It's 2 a.m. I can't talk. I'm dying. But that doesn't absolve me of my responsibilities. I gotta talk about the celebrities. Let's do this quick. October 6th walks in with Jeremy Sisto, Amy Jo Johnson, and Elizabeth Shue. I don't know. I don't know if there's any hope for them at this point. Man, it's been a rough month for all those crazy kids. Let's look at it. Honorable mentions. Dizzy Gillespie. And that's it. No, I'm not going to talk about Kim Kardashian. She's not a real celebrity. Choke on that truth nugget. She's a reality star. They don't count for the purposes of this day is history. Let's go to the top three. Number three, most famous and influential person born on October 21st. It's Judge Judy. I know Judge Judy is a reality star too, technically. But she's also putting on a show, I guess, to a certain degree. Man, it's real muddy waters here. Shit, maybe Judge Judy shouldn't count. I don't know. It's not going to matter. Number two, Ken Watanabe. Ken Watanabe is possibly best known for his work in Letters from Iwo Jima and in The Last Samurai, for which he was nominated for an Academy Award for Best Supporting Actor. Ken Watanabe, very good actor. Number one, the reason why I could kind of walk in with my shoulders shrugged and not worry too awful much about whether I'm getting this right or not. Number one's Carrie Fisher. Man, what's not to love about Carrie Fisher? Princess Leia, sure. Postcards from the Edge, also sure. She's just great. She was just great. So, I mean, even without a stellar amount of support, I mean, Ken Watanabe's good, but I mean, he's not beating Elizabeth Shue single-handedly, probably. But even without him, and without any real other support from any number threes, Carrie Fisher wins, obviously. October 21st, you're fine. No probs. You're good. October 6th, hey, big surprise. You still suck. I don't know what to tell you. It's not going well. It's probably not going to go well. So, I mean, hey, if you want to buy your worst birthday day of October t-shirts now, you get the orders in so that you can have it for the official celebration that we're going to have for you on October 31st. Go ahead and get those now. Okay. So all you October 60s out there, if you want to celebrate your just general shittiness, go get yourself a t-shirt. I'm not producing t-shirts. I don't know that if you are misunderstanding what I'm saying there. I'm saying that people born on October 6th should create like some sort of Teespring or something and create t-shirts for themselves and only sell it to other people born on October 6th. And then if they actually get erased from all history, I don't know how that will affect our economic system and what happens to the money that was spent on those t-shirts. All right, I'm going to go back and crawl into bed and die. Goodbye. Stay fresh.
Happy birthday.